Yeah, and when you take a step back, I think sometimes it allows yourself to see a big picture sort of view, and you know, just see some sort of things that, you know, watching Darrell run his routes and seeing, you know, more of the things that I can do to help him be better, and Greg and you know, Tavon and Shy and Mike, and seeing the ways we can help in the run game, maybe with some being better with my body and play action, and be able to get more depth in certain things, and that way we can help out of the line. I mean, I think everything's tied together, and the more that we can work together and help each other out offensively, the better we can be, the more dynamic we can be, and then seeing things that we're doing offensively that we can complement. And so we just had some good discussions, you know, with Jamie and Taylor and Dakota and Will in the quarterback room, and just some good things, that ways we can learn and grow. And I think it's been productive.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.